Right now, it's time for the feature band of the week.
Access granted.
Yes. Good job, Steel. Way to go.
All right,
apparently
thanks.
When I said it solo, it was good enough.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had to do it that 1 week, right?
Yep.
So.
Yeah, you did. Okay, so the feature band that I've chosen here. I don't know if I mentioned this last week. I may have, but I recently purchased a ticket to go to Lollapalooza in Grant Park in Chicago, the weekend of August 5th to the 7th. And one of the things that I've been doing in order to fully prepare, so I can get the most out of my experience at Lollapalooza,
gotta be prepared.
Exactly, is I've been going through the entire lineup and looking up any band that I haven't heard of or I'm not very familiar with, and then listening to a bunch of their stuff.
You got to know what stage to be at.
That's right, exactly. And which is cool about the Lollapalooza website is that you can actually create your own custom lineups so that you can make sure that you
know where to be at the right times.
Know who you're seeing and all that sort of stuff. So, because that's something, you got to prepare for that sort of thing. You got to know where you need to be at what time,
exactly,
so you don't miss the band that you want to see. Anyways, one of the first bands that I actually looked up when I started doing this, and just because the name grabbed me,
ooh,
was a band called Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr.
Yes.
Had no idea what to expect when I looked these guys up. And I've got to say, I was quite pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, the double junior grabs you.
Exactly. Well, and the fact that, Once I did some research about them and reading about them, they kind of chose that name. I don't know. Do you know who Dale Earnhardt Jr. was?
I'm thinking a stock car racer.
He was a NASCAR racer, and he was a very famous one, and he died while racing. And so they kind of, in naming their band that, they were kind of inciting a little bit of controversy, knowingly so, naming their band the Junior of Dale Earnhardt Jr. So anyways, they're a band from Detroit. Mainly two guys, Josh Epstein and Daniel Zott. And it's an interesting story how they came together, in that Epstein saw Daniel Zott playing one night at a show, and he was liked them so much that he called them up and said, "Hey, do you want to make some music together?" And then that was it. And they started making music together.
Wow.
So anyways, they're a fairly big buzz band right now. There's a lot going on about them. They released an EP called Horsepower that they recorded in a basement. And then they've just finished a full-length album called It's a Corporate World. I don't believe that's been released yet. So, but anyways, I'm going to stop talking about them. Speak for themselves. So I'm going to play a few tunes by them. The first one is the first song that they ever wrote together, called Simple Girl. After that one, I'm going to play a song called Nothing But Our Love. And then finally, the last song is actually a Beach Boys cover, a Brian Wilson cover, a song called God Only Knows.
Perfect. So, and the first one, I think, fits with our theme.
Exactly, because,
that's what they wrote about.
Your mother is just a simple girl. You know, that's all. When it boils down to it, your mother's just a simple girl. That's it. Okay, so here we go. This is Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. And this is Simple Girl here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono.
She's a simple girl. She's governed by simple pleasures. She won't ever let you meet her family, but she'll show you pictures. Da 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 da. She's a simple girl, and she's got simple emotions. She won't ever let you in, but she wants to keep you in her corner. Da 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 da
Nothing but our love. It's easy.
Still go on believing.